CSUN 2011. This is Michael Off, and we are here at the booth for LookTel. You may have heard of it, a new, very exciting product, reading currency on iOS devices, right? It's all of them, right? The iPhone 4 and 3GS.
iPhone 3GS, iPhone 4, iPod Touch, fourth generation, and now iPad 2 since it's been released with a camera on it.
Very exciting. This is $1.99 is the price of it. Many of us have already purchased it, and a great investment. It reads in like under 3 seconds. I think it's also exciting is, how does this work? This actually has a continuous video, so you could actually take a stack of money and just keep grabbing a bill and putting it on the bottom and go through all of your currency pretty quickly, right?
Exactly. So it's recognizing in real time. So as soon as the camera sees and focuses on the bill, it will tell you exactly what it is. It'll pronounce the denomination. It'll also write the denomination across the screen. And so you can put a 20 in it, it'll just say $20, then change it to a 5, it'll say $5. You're not taking any images, you're not pressing any buttons, it just does it. And the recognition usually happens in quite a bit less than a second. It's almost instant. On the iPhone 4 also, it'll turn on the flash in the back to use as a flashlight if you're in a dark environment. So you'll be able to recognize currency, you know, with the lights off or at night.
But as exciting as that is, you're not finished there. You're working on some other projects as well. Is that correct?
Right. So, you know, we're just dipping our toes into water with Money Reader. The same technology that's powering the Money Reader, the object recognition technology, will be applying towards recognizing all kinds of consumer goods. So, you know, you'll be able to recognize anything that's in your pantry, your cereal boxes, canned goods, spices. You know, you go into your refrigerator and you'll be able to recognize your sodas, your beer bottles, wine bottles. And then you can go into your family room, you know, watch a DVD, you can look through your DVD collection simply by waving the phone over all your DVDs until it announces the one you want to see. You're not pressing any buttons, it just, as soon as it sees it, it'll tell you what it is. So, you know, you get to Lion King and it'll say Lion King. There's the, you know, DVD you wanted to watch, you pull it out, put it in the DVD player and watch it. It'll recognize book covers, all kinds of things.
How many products is it going to communicate with a central database? How is that going to work?
So there's different ways we can set this up. The plan is to have multiple databases so that we can keep this local on your phone. That way you don't have to have an internet connection. So, you know, we can set up, you know, anything from a spices database. So you're specifically just in a spices database and we'll only recognize spices. Or you can set up, you know, a kitchen database so that you can recognize anything that's in the kitchen. So, you know, you're going to be, you know, cooking dinner. You walk in the kitchen, just open the app, switch to kitchen database, press a button, and then anything that's in your kitchen should be recognized by the application, you know, spices, canned goods, all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, different databases will correspond to different locations, either within your house or at the office or specific uses.
Do you have a time frame on release on this? Or
We don't have a time frame, nothing public. But we'll work on it to get out there as soon as possible.
Now, you said you were looking for input for LookTel here, the money identifier, and one of the things that someone had mentioned was the ability for vibration, I guess, to help a person who's deafblind, maybe.
Right, so we've had a ton of input and a ton of feedback coming through Twitter, through, you know, people are emailing us directly. We're monitoring the communities, you know, the Google communities and the other communities, and we've been listening to some of the podcasts, and that's definitely something that a lot of people have been asking for. That'll be our first update. We'll include the vibration identification mode. And then in future updates beyond that, we're actually going to add some foreign currency. A lot of people have been emailing us from Canada, from the UK, from Europe, asking for their currencies to be added. And those will be future updates to the software after the vibration.
Now, you have a necessary disclaimer that not to use it with counterfeit currency. I'm curious, how easy would it be for counterfeit currency to trick it?
It's very easy. So I actually have you know, an image of a bill in a binder on the table over here that I can show you. It'll recognize it. So the way this works is it essentially creates a map of unique points of an image, and once it sees that map, it says what that is. So an image of the actual item is still going to have the same exact label or, in this case, a bill on it, so it'll just recognize it. That's the downside. So, yeah, you might have a counterfeit bill in your hand and it'll recognize it. The upside is that that's what makes this capable of folding the bill into, you know, a quarter, and it'll still recognize it. That the technology drives that, so you don't have to have, you know, a flat bill and anything like that. So, you know, it's a trade-off. But, you know, we wanted to kind of let everyone know that this isn't going to discriminate between a counterfeit bill or a real one.
So people will still need to be mindful of the texture of the notes and things of that sort.
Sure, yeah.
And one of the biggest benefits to this is if we come out with new currency, you can easily update the database for it, right?
Exactly. So when new currency is released, and I was just speaking to a lady from the Treasury who says that there will be a new currency coming pretty soon, and she actually offered to send us versions of those currency before release so that we can have that ready for update before that even comes out. So we'll be ready for that when that happens, and there'll be an update pushed to your phone probably before or when that new currency is released.
Right. So $1.99, it seemed like it'd be hard to get rich off that, but hopefully a few thousand people will adopt the technology. Have you set a price model yet for your barcode system that you're going to come out with?
Well, it's not a barcode system. It's actually recognized the item, so you have to find the barcode. It just pointed at the item. But to answer your question...
So is it looking at labels or pictures, or what does it mean? Is it using to identify?
It's looking at, you know, let's say Coca-Cola bottle. They have the label, the Coca-Cola label on the bottle, and all you have to do is point the device at that. It sees it and knows exactly what it is. It'll tell you Coca-Cola, you know, and a canned good, it has the label with whatever it is. It just sees that. So you can point it essentially anywhere that the label is on the item. You don't have to go looking and hunting for the barcode.
Wow, so that's actually much more advanced, a form of, I don't know if I want to say crowdsourcing, but certainly where someone has identified these images of the products. Like you said, it's not just the barcode, it's the Lion King DVD, and it knows that.
Right, so as long as it sees the DVD cover, it knows what it is. You'll be able to, you know, identify the front or the back of it. It just, you know, that's the whole point is making these things a lot easier than, you know, having to find a barcode, take an image of it. Well, now we have real-time barcodes, barcode scanners, but you know, the point still stands. You just point it at the item, and it'll tell you what it is. We actually have a demonstration of that with different items, not just currency, on the website. If you go to looktel.com/demo, there's two demo videos, one Looktel and then one of the prototype of the object recognition running and the different scenarios, including landmarks, actually recognizing buildings, not just items.
Wow, so you could actually turn this thing on, and if a really market was covered, you could actually use it as a travel point of interest device.
Exactly, and you know, in the future we'll have ways to add items or places to the database yourself through, you know, an easy to use interface, so you can, you know, set up your office into the system, so you know if you're walking, here's the front door. If you're traveling at a hotel, you might be able to add your hotel room into the database so that you can just walk down the hall and just point your phone to the side of the hall that your hotel is on.
Anybody would see the room number, the little plastic with the room number or something?
Yeah, I mean, there's different, you know, types of room numbers, and once you put it into the database, ideally the room number will work. If the room number is too bland for the system to work, we could actually provide, you know, specific tags, decals that you can just put on the door, and that would bring it up. And so as soon as you're walking by it, bam, there's my room. And your phone will just tell you. You don't have to press anything. You're not, you know, doing anything like that.
What would the cost be for these tags? Someone to go identify, you know, label of an exhibit like this that we're in, or like you said, just a hotel, an incoming convention, or a school, or something like that. What's the pricing for that?
So we don't have pricing for any of these future apps yet. I think, you know, just keep monitoring what we're doing. The whole point of working on iPhone and devices is not only to make use of existing hardware, but that makes this a lot cheaper for us to develop. We don't have to develop our hardware. We just, you know, have the software that you download onto your existing hardware, and that brings our costs down significantly. We also want to make this as accessible as possible to, you know, to help people. So the goal is to make this as affordable as possible for the market, and we're hoping to be able to to really satisfy people with the price point. But beyond that, we don't have anything set yet.
I think some will ask, would you look at the Android operating system, or are you strictly staying in iOS right now?
At this time, we're strictly on iOS, and we've talked to a lot of users, and we have advisors that are specifically advising on sticking with iPhone, and that's because of VoiceOver, which has which has been a great accessibility feature. Android just isn't up to par at this time. We do actually have this technology working on Android internally at the office, so we could build that and port that to Android at any time if we wanted to. But as far as we know at this time, the market just isn't there.
Well, very good point. I neglected to ask you your name. What is your name, sir?
My name is Eyal Benchtok. That's E-Y-A-L.
Eyal Benchtok. Okay, well, I thank you for taking a few minutes to explain this. Check it out, folks, at looktel.com, and, of course, demos of the Money Reader and their forthcoming, what are you calling it, product identifier?
We don't have names yet.
Oh, they don't have the proper name for it.
It'll be object recognition. We have a name. I'll tweet you and let you know what it is.
Oh, very good. So looktel.com/demo. Check it out, folks. And it's well worth every penny and much more for the $1.99 to read your currency. It already took my device I spent $99 on last year and pretty much made it obsolete. So this is great. This is mainstream technology, lowering the price for all of us. This is what we're working for, folks. So thanks a lot. And we are coming to you from CSUN 2011 in San Diego. This is Michael Law for Serotalk.